It's time once again to meet some Top Gun entrepreneurs. Emma Wilson joining us in studio. Emma, welcome back.
Thank you, Rich.
Always a highlight of our Mondays. Who did you bring with you this week?
We have part of the team from Nurite here, and it's Christy Townsend and Magda, and I'm going to have you say your last name so I don't butcher it.
Boczkiewicz.
That seemed easy to me.
I know. I for some reason, I cannot pronounce it today.
Spelling it, that's going to be a different animal here. Well, welcome. Good to have you both here. Tell us a little bit about your company.
So we are an academic spinoff from University of Maine. So we've been developing a product at University of Maine that we're looking to commercialize because we think it could be useful for the public. Should I just launch in and talk about what that is?
Okay.
So we're building a medical device to help better diagnose a condition called peripheral neuropathy. And that's when our peripheral nerves die back. And it's very common with diabetes. If you've heard of people with diabetes having amputations or not being able to feel their feet when they drive, that's neuropathy causing that. And right now there's no cure and no treatment. And it's very tough to diagnose early on when treatments might be effective. So we've been working on a new device that can measure nerve activity and give a more sensitive diagnosis so that we can also hopefully through the same device deliver some new treatments.
Now, what are your backgrounds that brought you to this?
So we're both neuroscientists and biomedical researchers, and we work with a team of biomedical engineers on campus as well because we're not very good at building the things and designing the things, but we understand how the nervous system functions.
That sounds terrific. And so who would be your customers for this product?
Well, our end goal is to have this be more of a point of care device. So it'd be very similar to diabetes, like glucose test strips. And that market is enormous at the moment. And it's only expected to be increasing because diabetes is such an epidemic that's just continuously growing right now. But we're the global market is predicted to be at around $25 billion by 2024 for point of care diagnostics for diabetes.
Now, what have you been working on with the folks at Top Gun? What's the focus there?
Pitching has been a really big focus, I think, for me, especially because it's not something that I'm used to doing or very comfortable doing in that sort of business setting. And it's been challenging, but also very rewarding to talk about your research and science in general in a very different way. Because in the end, what we're really motivated by is trying to have our research be translational and help people.
And maybe I'll just add to that Magda just got her PhD at UMaine, and she's now the CEO of this company. So it's interesting, you know, you train as a scientist, and now she's getting some business skills and will be able to take this product to market, hopefully.
What's been the response from people in the medical community so far?
It's been very positive from It's been very positive from the people we've talked to so far, and we've talked to some specialists who treat neuropathy, and it's been, I think.
Yeah, they have a hard time sensitively diagnosing this condition early, and when they do diagnose, it's a very painful, invasive test they do on a big nerve, usually one called the sural nerve in the leg. So to get that nerve deep in the tissue and measure for neuropathy and nerve death is painful. And very expensive, so it requires, you know, specialized equipment that most hospitals in Maine don't have, for instance. So we hope that our device is small enough, portable enough, cheap enough that it could be in any clinic or eventually any home.
Excellent. We're talking with folks from a Nurite company. Tell us a little bit about where you see the company being down the road, maybe 3 to 5 years.
Okay, great. So right now we are in our preclinical testing. And we're hoping to, within a year, year and a half, to get into clinical trials. So by 5 years, we're looking at sending our device to influencers in the field of neuropathy and gaining as much feedback from them as possible to take it to the next iteration and just get it on the market within 5 years.
And I assume the folks at the university have been very supportive of this as well.
Yeah, so we're a public university. We're the land-grant university in Maine. So obviously our goal is to commercialize and bring our research products to the point that they can positively impact Maine's economy. And that, I think, for our product happens in a few ways, not just, you know, hopefully hiring people to come work for us and to, you know, sell our product maybe. But diabetes is a big issue in Maine. And so we hope healthcare costs can go down when we can more sensitively diagnose and eventually treat this condition. And also, we're training a lot of students all the time for these types of jobs, but there aren't many companies in Maine that do them. So that's the third way is, you know, workforce development. Mm. We're training students in more of the applied aspects of biomedical research.
Oh, that's terrific. And if people want to learn more about it, what's the best way for them to get in touch?
I think our email right now would probably be the best way.
Which is neurite@gmail.com, N-E-U-R-I-G-H-T. And that's actually a nerd pun. You might not be able to tell, but the very small nerve endings are called neurites, N-E-U-R-I-T-E. So our company name is neurite, as in we're going to try and make neuropathy right.
Yeah. I like that. Very nice. Yeah. Well, thank you both so much for coming in. We wish you much success. There we go. It's Monday. Much success with this. And let us know as things continue to progress. Keep us up to date on what's happening.
Will do. Thanks for having
us. Thank you.
Thank you. And Emma, what's coming up with Top Gun folks?
Well, last week we had our Top Gun regional showcase where these guys forgot to mention one little detail. They actually are one of the two companies selected to move on to the statewide showcase.
For $25,000 down the road?
Two $25,000 prizes are up for grabs, and only 10 companies are pitching. So if you're one of those 10 companies, you got a 20% chance of getting $25,000.
Thank you.
And yeah, Magda did a fantastic job pitching. So if anyone wants to go down, it's the statewide showcase is down in Portland next Thursday from 5 to 7:30 or 8 o'clock on USM's campus at the Abramson Center. And you can find that out. It's a little harder to find because we're not holding it. MCED is hosting it. So on their website, there should be an event link on there if anyone wants to trek down to Portland to see a lot of awesome entrepreneurs pitching their companies.
Very exciting. Well, good luck with that as well.
Thank you.
Thanks. It's fantastic. And Emma, thank you. We'll see you again next week.
Thank you, Rich.
Every Monday, we talk with Top Gun entrepreneurs here in the program.